Daf Mem Ches, Tuesday's Daf. We're going to pick it up on the first wide line on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We're discussing the sugya of Ma'is Kainais or not. Everybody holds that Ma'is is not Kainais. The question is whether or not it's Dairais or Durabanan. Rish Lakish holds that the only Min HaTorah Kinyan is going to be Mashicha, and money does not work Min HaTorah. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds it does Be'etzem work Min HaTorah, but because of the fact that Chazal were concerned about the Shema Chitcha Nisfu Ba'aliyah, Chazal essentially nullified the Kinyan of the Mashicha. Now, Lamaisa, once Chazal did make this Takana, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what happens if Lamaisa, the guy's Chitcha, would be Nisrfu Ba'aliyah? Could he still be Chayzer or not? So the Baal Mar says, no, you can't. At that point, it is too late to be Chayzer. You can't get your money back. But the Ramban and the Rif and Rav Rishayim actually say you could. And the way the Ramban and the Mulchamas explains himself, these Rishayim, they're actually arguing about a very Yisaitis Diga Chakira in Nisrfu Chitcha Ba'aliyah. Is it a pshat that based on that Chashash, Chazal nullified the Ma'is Kainais, and it doesn't happen at all? Or it's really there, but there's like a S'chus Chazara because we want this Meicher to have skin in the game. And that's the Machlekes Rishayim, whether or not, if it Mamish gets destroyed, can there still be a Chazara there? According to the Baal Mar, no, because it really was just a S'chus Chazara. But really, the Kinyan did actually happen. But according to Rav Rishayim, including this Ramban, they actually removed the Ma'is Kainais. Says the Gemara on the first wide line, tonight we learned in the Mishnah, meaning our Mishnah, that we had the Shita of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Omer, Kol, Shakesef Yodai, whoever's actually holding the Kesef in his hand, which is the Meicher, after he's taken the money from the Lekech, Yodai Al HaElyona, he can now be Chayzer. Meicher Hu Demotzi Hoderbe. In other words, the Meicher can retract and he can renege on the whole Mekach, but Lekech LeMotzi Hoderbe. Lekech cannot. Now, Yom Rav Shimon Ma'is Kainais, if you're saying, like Rav Yechanan, then Be'etzem Ma'is is Kainais. And the Mashiach is only Dinder Rabbanan, so now we have a rationale to make it one way lopsided. Mishum Hachi, Meicher Motzi Hoderbe. We want the Meicher to have that incentivized skin in the game. Lekech lemotzi hoder bay, because there's no reason for the lekech to need that takana. Eliyamrit mayis inan kainis, like Rish Lakish says, and that midai raisa, there's no kinyan at all, so lekech namil hoder bay. Why should it be more meicherdik than lekechdik? Amr lach Rish Lakish and achanami, alibid Rav Shimon lekami boy. I was never saying my halacha that Mashicha is min hatayra kaina and there is no ma'is kainas in Rabbi Shimon. Ki kamina alibid rabbanan. In Shitas Rabbanan, I was saying that Mashicha is the only deirais dika kinyan as opposed to ma'is. Okay, let's ask now the other way. Bishlam el Rish Lakish, who holds that there is no ma'is kainas at all, hainu di'ika ben Rav Shimon rabbanan. Because now you're making that the machlekes el Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi Yechanan, who says that money is going to make a kinyan min hatayra, according to all the Tanaims, ma'ika ben Rabbi Shimon rabbanan. Why should there even be a machlekes? So what is there machlekes? Akta Gemara Ika Benayu de Rav Chizda. A different halach of Rav Chizda, which is what? Dam Rav Chizda, kederach shetiknu Mashicha b'meicher, and just like we're misakin, this Mashicha, that until the lekech actually takes the merchandise, the meicher can retract, kach tiknu Mashicha b'lekuches. We do it the other way, that the lekech can also be chayzer. Rabbi Shimon, less later of Chizda, Rabbanan is later of Chizda, and that's good for their machlekes. So now we also learned in the Mishnah, Aval Omrum mi shepara mindar ha-mabul. Anybody who goes like me'ikar hadin, quote unquote, and reneges on the deal after the money was paid, he will get the Mishapara. So that one, that Hashem, who was Pirea, meaning he paid off with a punishment, the Dara Mabel, etc., who was Lipar Mimishaino Aimen Bidiburai. Now, Yamar Bishlam and Ma'is Kainais, if you tell me that really Me'ikra didn't work. Mishamachi, Ba'avol. It makes sense that there should be the Mishapara. We're just shortening it by saying the Avol, but we're referring to the Mishapara. Eli Yamar Ma'is and Kainais, so am I Kai Ba'avol? What did he do wrong? According to Reish Lakish, no transaction actually happened, so why should he have this Gzeira? Why should he have this curse? And for the Gemara, Mishum Devarim. Because Lamaisa, he went against what he said. He still is an Indian giver. Well, he made a promise and he didn't keep to his words. In fact, the Gemara, Dvarim Mikoy Ba'avol, is he going to get such a klala for not keeping to his words? I've Hatanya, we learned in the Brisa, moving over to Omer Aleph, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Afal Pisha Amru Talis Kaina Dinar Zahav. Even though we had learned that the Talis, the commodity, is going to be Kaina the Dinar, and in this case, the Dinar Klape, the Talis, blibes money. The Ain Dinar Zahav Kaina Talis, but Ma'ois is Ainan Kainais. Mikom Mokam Kachalacha Avo Amru Mishapar Manchidar Amabo, Manchidar Aflaga, and here we expand it. Umean Shes Dain Vamira, Umimitzrayim Bayam, who Ased Lipara Mimisha Aino Aimen Bidi. Somebody who does not keep to their word is going to get clapped from Shemayim. V'ha'naisei in bedvarim, and someone who buys and sells with only words, laikana, doesn't work. V'ha'chayzer bayin, someone who retracts, ein ruach chachamim neicheh menu. Now, that does not sound like he's getting cursed. It's just ein ruach chachamim neicheh menu. V'amar Rava, and Rava said, klapi that brisa, anu ein lanu ela ein ruach chachamim neicheh menu. But he's not getting a mishapara. Ever the Gemara, dvarim v'ika bahadayu ma'is kai ba'avol. If he not only has dvarim, but he also pays cash, then he's going to taka get the mishapara. Then he'll just be ein ruach chachamim nechem menu. But if you're going so far as to pay cash along with your words, even though the ma'is is like kainais, but still, you are a bad dude. Amar Rava, Kro umasniso mesayei leila Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, who holds that Ma'is is like kainais min ha'tayra, and it's going to only be the Mashicha. He's got a pasuk and a brisa. Kro dechsev v'kichesh ba'am misai v'pikad noipes esumes yad v'gezalei v'oshak es hamisai. A guy who falsely claims that he does not have the pikadain, or he doesn't have the mashkain, or the halva, or the gezel, and then he gets called out on it, and now he has to bring this asham gzeilus. So the Gemara now goes through a bunch of these things that are listed in the pasuk. Sesumes Yad, that's referring to a loan. Amar of Chizik, yichud like kli lahalvasa. It doesn't mean you owe the guy cash and you denied. It means that there was something specific that was earmarked against the loan, and he claims he doesn't have it. Osak, if he's holding back wages, that's what that's talking about. I mistranslated beforehand. But here he is not paying what he owes. Amar of Chizda also, yichud like kli laoshkai. The employer had designated a particular kli for the employee to give, and he's now saying he doesn't have that to pay those wages. And then afterwards, he admits that he did. He'll have to bring that carbon. Okay, so v'chia hadre krok siv. Now, lemaisa, the Torah repeats this list, legabe, giving this back to the owner, v'hoya ki yechteva asham, once he actually is called out and he's actually guilty, v'heshef z'gzela asher gozal, that which he took as gzela, oy es ha'oyshek asher oshak, or the wages that he withheld, oy es pikad asher hifkeditai, v'ilu sesumis yad le'o hadre, but the Torah doesn't go back and repeat it by a loan. So my time, what's the reason that the case of the loan is not listed the second time? La mishum nemechzer mashicha, because that thing that you identified to pay the loan with, you weren't meshich it. So therefore, since the meshicha is what is makne it midai raisa, and that meshicha never took place, that's why you don't have to return it. You got to pay the guy, but you don't have to pay him with that thing because there's no meshicha that was kainim. That would be his mukar min hatayra. Omer layer of papal rava. Ema me oishik hu dehadakra. Maybe the loan is bechalal the oishik, where you're withholding the wages. So it's already bechalal that. Hacham ma'askin and zokt rava. We're talking about kigayin shenotlu mimenu v'chazur hifkidu etzlei. We're talking about where the employee took this mashkain from him and then gave it back to him to hold for it as a pikadain. So if he's outside the pasuk that way, it's a regular pikadin in that case. So affecting more hainu pikadin, then it's already listed in the pasuk. You wouldn't have to say it. No, because trei gavni pikadin. Two different kinds of a pikadin, either something that you're stam holding by him or something that is collateral against the payment that you owe your worker. So affecting more ihochi sesumis yad nami lehadre. So let the Torah also repeat the case by the sesumis yad, by the loan. V'luk mikagun shenot lohim and v'chaser efkidu etzlan. You can make the case, the same kind of mudna case, where the malva took this kli, this pikadin, which is he's going to use as the collateral, and he gave it back to him. To which the Gemara says, Iya hadre kra le'tiyuf tov le'siyat. If the Torah would have repeated the case of the loan like you're suggesting, then in the Hanami it wouldn't be a raya, or it wouldn't be a percha, whether or not what the kinyan would be. Hashir le'hadre kra le'siyale. But now the Torah doesn't repeat the case of the loan, it's an indication that it supports Reish Lakish, that Ma'is is le'kainas, and only the Mashicha is going to be kaina, and since you weren't Mashicha, that's why you're not returning it. Frak the Gemara v'sesumis yad le'hadre kra. But doesn't Lamaisa the Torah repeat the case of the loan anyway? Because V'hatanya says in the Braisa, Omer Rabbi Shimon minayin li'tein esa Omer l'mayla l'mata. How do we know to apply that which was in the earlier pasuk to the later pasuk? Dichsiv oy mikol asher yishava alav la shaker. V'omer Rav Nachman Omer Rabba Baravu Omer l'rabbis to sumis yad lihishavain. So it is bechlal there, to which the Gemara says behedya mi aloya hadre kra. It's not befeirish in the pasuk, so that's enough to still be an indication of a raya for Reish Lakish. Okay, so that's all the pasuk that Reish Lakish holds ma'is in loykindness. Misnisa minolin. Give me a brisa that's also bringing a raya to Reish Lakish. De Tanya, because the brisa says, or it's actually a mishnah in Masechta Me'ila, nosna labalon moal. If you gave this coin of Hekdish to the guy in charge of the bathhouse, so he's Chayv Me'ila. It's a Shailon Rashi in the Ritva. Did you already take your shower in the bathhouse or not? But Lamaisa, there's going to be a Me'ila. V'omer Rav, Dafka Bolon Hu Delim Chasr Mashicha. The only reason why you're Chayv the Me'ila, because there was no Mashicha to hold off the Kinyan from taking effect. Avamidi Dachrita, the Mechasr Mashicha, something where you actually would need Mashicha, Loi Mo'al Ad Mashach, then you didn't yet be over the Isser Me'ila, because there was no Mashicha yet. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, who holds that Ma'is is Kindness Minatira, you should be Chayv Me'ila right away, but it's a Raya for Reish Lakish, that Ma'is is like Kindness. Affecting Marva Tanya, Nosna Lesaper Moal, if you give this kind of Hegdishtika coin to a barber, you're Chayv right away. The Saper Habaylam Mshach Taspiris, but you still have to go ahead and be Mashach the scissors, and then you hand it to the barber, which apparently was the kind of minig where you officiate the cutting of the hair by handing him the scissors. And you, since you didn't do that yet, l'chaira, what's the difference between the case of the sapar and the bathhouse attendant? There is no mashicha for the guy And therefore, it's not up for discussion over here. You're not having to do the Mashicha from the guy to take his scissors. Now, the whole idea of Goyim not being Shayach to Kinyanim is a bigger sugya. And it's actually Nageya Lemaisa for us now that we're doing Mechiras Chametz with a guy, because the guy has to do a Kinyan in order to be Kaina Ar Chametz. And there's all kinds of Chilukim taking from us, taking into his own Rishus. What the limitations of when we say Anachri doesn't have Mashicha? You can take a look at the Mishnah Brura, Simen Tuf Mem Ches Sif Yud Zayin, that goes through all these issues, Klape the Hilchas Mechiras Chametz to the guy. We Lemaisa do like 10 different kinyanim in order to satisfy every potential possibility to make sure the guy is owning our chametz. Tanya nami hachi, nasin l'saper, oy l'sapfun, oy l'chol bali umnis, if you give this coin of hegdish to a barber, or the guy who drives the boat, or any other kind of pile, loy mo'al ad demoshach. So now, koshin adadi, l'chari, these two brises are steer one to the other, alav shmami no, kam besafer nachri, kam besafer yisrael, shmami no. That's the way to ferem for the whole brisa issue. V'chein omer of nachmin, dvar tayra ma'is kainais, ubodka levi b'masnisa v'ashkach, and we also, levi was able to see the shitas Rabbi Yochanan in a brisa, nasin l'sitoin mo'al, if you gave this hegdish coin to a sitain, that's a wholesaler. And the way it works is you take from the sitain, and as you resell your stockpile of stuff that you got from the wholesaler, you now pay back the wholesaler in parts. So turning over to Amud Beis, Ela Kushila Reish Lakish. Mois should be kindness according to Reish Lakish. So how is this brisa from Levi going to be stimming with Reish Lakish? Because it seems to say that Mois is kindness min haTorah. Amar lach Reish Lakish, Hamani Rib Shimoni Inan Chanami. Like we said beforehand, Reish Lakish was never suggesting his shita of Mois Inan kindness in Rishitas Rib Shimon. Then the Mishnah said, Avlo Amar Mishapara. So Idmar Abaye Amar Oduye Maidin La. When we say that the guy who reneges on his deal is going to get a Mishapara, are we being Maidia him and letting him know what Hashem is going to do, but we're not actually making any kind of curses? Or Rava Amar Melith Laitinan La. We actually curse the guy. Abaye Amar Oduye. We're just maidia him because v'nasi ba'amcha le'sar, the pasuk says. We don't go around cursing people. Rava amar meilet laitinan le'dichsev ba'amcha ba'isa ma'isa amcha. And this guy's not doing ma'isa amcha, so therefore, curse away. Amar Rava, mino amina la, how do I know? Rav Chiya bar Yosef yohavu le'zuze amilcha. There was a story by Rav Chiya bar Yosef, who people gave him money to buy some salt, but they didn't yet take the salt. Then the price of salt went up, and Rav Chiya bar Yosef wanted to say, hey, let me back out of this deal, because I can get more money now for the salt. Now the salt's worth more. Asil kamei Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, sorry, zil havlu, you got to give the salt to these guys. V'iloi kibbul alecha mishapara, because if you don't do it, you're going to have mishapara, you can't back out. Frekting amar v'yamret, oduyem oidin la, on the tzad that you're saying you're going to inform him that he's going to be punished from Shammai. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef bar oduyehu, doesn't pass. We're not going to inform him about what Hashem is going to punish him. He's an Amira. But the Gemara says, Vilamai, what, the other way is any better? Meilat Laitinan Lay, that it means you should curse him? Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, Asi Lekabule Lay Latuza Vidrabanan? What do you think Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef was going to be holding by a matzav where he was going to get cursed? Of course not. Ela Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, a Ravain hu diyavi Lay. A Ravain is like a first installment down payment against the salt. He didn't pay for the whole order. So whosoever connected who kinda? He thought that initial down payment is only about the amount can negate the down payment. In other words, let's say he's only giving 10% against the entire amount of salt. So that can negate that 10% in a chanami. He can't renege, but he can renege on the rest of it. That deposit goes against the entire pekel of salt. And that, this is actually totally in a machlekes amarayim, because itmar, a ravain, this down payment, rav omer kenegdu hu kaina, rav yechanan omer kenegdu kulu hu kaina. Meisvei, I'll bring a raya from the following brisa, hanaisen a ravain lechavero. If you give a ravain, this a ravain is not like the down payment. This is the mashkain style a ravain, Rashi says. So you give this kind of a ravain to the meicher. Omer leini say, imani chayzer bi, if I renege on the deal, then eroivani mochalucha. Then you get to keep this mashkein, right? Essentially, that's what it is. And the other guy says, Tim, yeah, niach or b. But if I go ahead and back out on the deal, then echvalucha eroivanicha, I'll double your eroivan that you're giving me. So niskaimu at tonight, this kind of taka works. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi latame to omer asmachta kanya. Asmachta is when you exaggerate because you don't think it's going to actually happen. So according to Rabbi Yosi, asmachta is kanya. So these guys, despite the fact that they didn't really think based on the future circumstance it was going to work out that way, still works. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Dayosh Yikne Keneged Eiravainai, the Lekeach only owns that much equal to what his Eiravain, that Mashkin was equal to. Omer Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, Bamed Varmamurim, when does that apply? Bezman Sha'omerle, that's when the Lekeach said to the Meicher, Eiravaini Yikain, that my Eiravain should be kaine. Avol mocher le bais. I saw the bell of zuzi. Let's say you're buying a very expensive $1,000 house. U para le mehem chamesh meazuzi. You pay, meaning the lekeach lays out 500 out of that 1,000, and he doesn't say whether it's a down payment or whether it's a mashkein kineged the whole thing. Kana, he's going to own the whole thing because we were assuming it was meant for a down payment on the whole purchase. U magzer le sashar afil lacher kamashanim, and he pays the balance even after many years, which is lavdafka. But the point is, he could pay it down afterwards because he has now a kinyan in the whole thing. So my lav hu adin lematatlin, and therefore it applies to our halacha when you're doing this down payment, it's going against the whole thing. That if the lekeach gives the meicher some money without saying it's for our down payment, he's kind of the whole thing, and therefore, if he's chayzer on any part of the purchase, he's going to have a misha para on the whole thing. Light, the Gemara says, not true. But metaltlam and mistama loikani, it's not that way. Umayishna, what's the difference? Because karka de kaspa kani le mamish. Buy when you're buying land and you're actually making a real kinyan with that kasef kani le lakule. By making this partial payment on it, you're going to be really being paying against the entire part of it. But metaltli de loikani, ella lakabule mishapara. But by a metaltlin, there really is no kinyan except for the mishapara. And therefore, loikani le lakule, the kinyan is not going on the rest of it. The partial thing is only going on the amount, kineged, how much your partial payment was. We shall stop here and pick it up from here next time.